Yeah, my name's Chris Simmons. I work for the Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service, and we do loads of stuff to do with putting out fires and rescuing people, but we also do some work around young people. And one of the things that we run is a Prince's Trust team program, and we are at the moment looking to recruit some young people to come and join us in a few days or pathway through May and join us on our 12-week team program. It's very exciting. So I'm looking for some young people.
I've been lucky enough to be part of this, even though I am way past it. I think I sat in with one session at North Lynn Fire Station one time, and it really is excellent, eye-opening stuff for young people, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is exactly that. So the program itself is all about getting young people back into education, employment, or training. So we're really, what we're looking for is young people who are, you know, who are maybe at a loose end, not really doing anything at the moment, kind of at a crossroads perhaps in their life. And if they want a nudge, if they want some kind of assistance to get them back on that road, to get them rolling again, then that's what the program is all about. And it lasts for 12 weeks, and it's full time, and it's completely free. I'll tell you, one of the best things about it is about young people getting to meet each other again and to make friends and new connections. There's so much to it in a sort of a 12-week program. So, yeah, that's kind of what it's all about, and it's kicking off very soon.
And there's lots of opportunity to bond. What kind of things do you get up to?
The best thing, whenever we talk about this with any learners who come to join us, is that one of the things we'll do is we take all our learners away for a residential week, and it's so much fun. So the second week of the program, we'll go away and we'll do loads of team building exercises. We'll do load of like orienteering, a bit of abseiling, maybe some kayaking, all that stuff. And it's just such a good time. The learners will live together. They'll sort of sleep together, work together, all that kind of stuff. It's all really, really fantastic stuff. And when they come back, you know, they feel much like a team, and they feel like they've really made friends. And that kind of bond lasts through the rest of the team program. When we ask them to go out and do some community challenges and help agencies and services in the community. So it's for me, I think that part of it is really, really good, where everyone gets the bond, and it's just such a lot of fun.
It must be brilliant, though, to see their journey, because I can imagine you'll have some 16-year-olds rock up who've got no idea what they're going to do with their life. And then I think it's up to 25, isn't it? And you'll have some of those people in thinking, well, my life's over before it's began. I'm nowhere. I've got nothing.
Yeah, exactly. Right. I mean, it's tough. It's always tough being young, isn't it? Whether you're a teenager, and like you say, it's up 16 to 25-year-olds. It's just tough being young when you're at that crossroads in life, and maybe you're just looking for a new direction. You don't know where you're going. This team program is designed to just to kind of get you to really step back, think about what you want to do in life. We'll give you the opportunity to work on your CV, maybe do some work experience placements, to work on your leadership skills, to make sure that you kind of know where you want to go, and then we'll encourage you to, you know, to get back into education, back into employment, or just doing the things you want to do. And for some young people, it's really just about socializing. You know, it's that opportunity to leave your bedroom, you know, not feel so isolated, and get out and do some things with a bunch of other young people who are all of the same mind, you know. And that's why I think the programme is great, and obviously why I'm promoting it to you.
It's an action-packed 12 weeks, isn't it? I know there's like emergency first aid training and doing some work with the fire crews as well, which is brilliant fun.
Yeah. I'd say that's also a really good fun. So because we're the fire service, we get to run this kind of this programme, but we also get to throw in all these fantastic extra little bonuses, you know, added value, if you will. So we'll go out with the fire crews, and they'll show them all the equipment that they use in their firefighting and rescuing. We'll do some activities with them on station, you know, stuff that I guess young people wouldn't really get to do, but we've got that opportunity to share that with our young people. So it makes it double fun, double more exciting.
Out of interest, have any of the participants ever joined the fire service?
That's a great question. I think most of them, when they leave, they've got a new interest in the fire service themselves, even just enough to they know about a lot of fire safety messaging, so that when they go out, they can talk to their friends and family in the community and say, hang on, let's talk about fire alarms in our house, or let's talk about, you know, fire evacuation routes in our properties, just in case something goes wrong. So there's there's definitely some things we can add in there about the fire service. And yes, a few of them will come back and say, right, actually, I am interested in the fire service properly, and we'll look to apply to join the service. Yeah, absolutely.
It's very exciting. So when does it all happen, and how does someone get involved?
So it's very easy. I mean, it's the best thing is just to get straight in touch with us. I think if you Google Norfolk Prince's Trust, and you'll find the web page where you can get in touch with us, send us an email, drop us a phone call. But it all starts at the end of May. So we're running it from Dereham, and we're running it in King's Lynn. So in King's Lynn, there'll be a taster day on the 24th of May, and then it starts properly on the 30th of May. And in Dereham, it's a taster day on the 17th, and it starts properly on the 23rd. But if someone wants to get in touch, they can talk to our team leaders, find out a little bit more. They can ask any questions they want to, make sure it's the right program for themselves. We can invite them on. We can have a chat to them. We can try and meet them up one-to-one if they want to. So they know exactly who they're going to see on the day. And then ideally we'll get them signed up to the program, and they can join us for that week one, day one.
Brilliant. We'll get all those details up on our podcast page after 10. And then you can share my little chat with Chris to someone who might be able to take advantage of it. And it sounds like you're looking forward to it as well.
I can't wait. Every time we do it, we run this program every 4 months. And every time we do it, we get a really great bunch of young people. And we get to see them on that journey for 12 weeks with us. And it's, you know, it's got ups and downs. It's got excitement. It's got all those things as well. But by the end of 12 weeks, we see some really different young people who are ready to go out and kind of make a difference with their lives.
Chris Simmons, Youth Development Manager at Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service, thank you for coming on and telling us about the programme.
My pleasure. Cheers, Si. Thank you.